Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
9:37, 23 before 10. JR, how you doing, man? JR? Earth to JR. JR Wager Pro. I think it's going smoothly so far. JR, you there?
I am here.
All right, man. It's about time. You know, I like to start you off with a tough question. Just make sure you're on your game. The Po' Boy Festival going on Sunday. Oak Street, Uptown, who you like?
Oak Street, Uptown. What are you talking
the
about,
Po' Boy
Tom?
Festival.
Trying to get me
Come
again?
On, JR, the Po' Boy Festival. The big sandwich competition. What are you liking? You liking a hot sausage? You liking the oyster, the seafood? What? Where should I put my money?
I'm going seafood. I got to go fried seafood. That's the only way I'm going.
All right, so
give me some fried shrimp. Give me some cod. Give me
cod.
I haven't had a po' boy.
Cod.
I'm up in the Northeast. All right,
man,
so we get cod up here.
We need to school you. All right, let's talk about
You know, I've never had crawfish. Can you believe that?
Oh, we have to send you some.
I did have a client in Louisiana send me a turducken a couple of years ago.
That's pretty good,
isn't
it?
Fantastic.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
I always thought they should take a turducken and then go even further and go to, like, from the chicken to the dove to, like, a sparrow and then have an egg in it at the very end. What do you think?
I think you're getting a little too much for the stuffing.
And then take all of that and stuff it into an even bigger bird and you wind up with an ostrich. That's just an idea. What are the odds of that being a success?
Cornbread stuffing is what I live for. I absolutely love it.
Tell me what you like this weekend.
Well, let's put it this way. We've got a lot going on. Here's what I'm going to do. I'm leaving an underdog right now that's winning outright. Huge. Absolutely free. Okay. All you got to do is call the number, 800-499-3733. 800-499-FREE. And they're going to get my underdog lock of the year absolutely free.
Lock of the year.
I absolutely love the game. Lock of the year, an outright underdog winner. Last week we did it with the San Diego Chargers. They get the win. A couple of weeks ago, if you remember when the Chargers played the Steelers, we had the Steelers on the money line, +8 and +1 and +235. So we're doing it again. Big underdog that'll win outright. Just call the number and get the winner at 800-499-3733. And also, wagerpro.com is fully functional. Make sure you download that app. And also, you can sign up on the front page at wagerpro.com for our free picks, where we will send you that underdog lock immediately to your cell phone once you sign up.
A couple of questions come in. We like to educate people as to the whole process. First off, tell me a little bit about your system in WagerPro.
Sure. WagerPro is a phenomenal tool for any sports bettor. If you're thinking of betting on games, you got to arm yourself with the best information that you can get. And that's not just statistics, okay? Everybody can look up whatever they want statistically, but what we bring to the table are push notifications, for instance, that are going to give you line movements on games, which for me, as you know, a guy that makes a living betting on sports, the biggest factor is when a line moves. Why did it move? Mm-hmm. Is it because of an injury? Is it because of weather? Is it because of, you know, somebody that's going to be, you know, starting the game that wasn't before? There's so many different factors, whether it's defense, whether it's offense. You got to know these things. So we will be sending that information through push notification and right there on the site itself, where you'll be able to know when these lines are moving, why they're moving, how many points they moved from. You know, because sometimes you'll see a line jump just a half a point. Sometimes you'll see a line jump 2.5, 3 points. So you got to know where, you know, that was derived from, why it's happening, or is it just the action coming in on the game? Like last night, perfect example, that line jumped from 7 to 10. It opened up San Francisco -7. It went to 10. That wasn't driven because of, you know, an injury or because of the weather. That was driven because the public was betting close to 70%. Think about that. That is huge. More than 2/3 of the bets were coming in on the favorite, which drove the line up. But I had great information on betting on the underdog last night. I didn't think they would win the game outright, which they almost had a shot at it if they would have played some defense at the end. But they got the cover by losing that game by just a field goal.
Yeah, the coach wouldn't have called timeout on a fourth.
Yeah, I mean, that was horrible. But you know what? Kingsbury's doing a pretty good job so far, considering the young staff and, you know, the quarterback he's working with. I think Kyler Murray will wind up being a good quarterback in the NFL. He's going to need a couple of years to get seasoned. I hope he doesn't turn into Marcus Mariota, which, you know, was a fantastic college quarterback and just hasn't been able to make it in the NFL. Never really got the accuracy down, doesn't really have the arm to make it in the NFL. And Murray is the same type of size player as a Mariota. I just don't think that he's going to falter the way Mariota has. I do think Murray's got it in him to possibly be, I'm not going to say Drew Brees. Drew Brees is one of a kind, which, by the way, I just bought my first Drew Brees jersey this week. I'm waiting for it in the mail.
Good for you.
I did. I had to. I got the black home jersey. I mean, he's just – I love – there's certain players that I just love to watch, and those are the jerseys that I buy. When, guys that make me a lot of money, which last week I know on your show I said the Cardinals would cover, but came game day – we saw that line drove up from 10 to 12, 12 and a half, and I was all over the favorite. So we hammered on the Saints last week, and with the money that it made me, I ran out and I ordered from NFL a awesome Drew Brees jersey I'm waiting on in the mail.
I'm glad you cleaned that up about NFL. I didn't want you getting any knockoff stuff. When it comes
No.
When it comes to
no Chinese jerseys.
That's what I'm asking.
They gotta fit, Tommy.
Exactly, and they gotta last. When it comes to future bets, speaking of Saints, number 9 jersey, Drew Brees back on fire. Is it too late to make a Super Bowl bet, or in terms of getting decent odds, or tell me how all that works?
No, you can definitely. You can do it right up until the, you know, a couple of games before the Super Bowl. They do futures bets. In fact, there's an entire market out there where you can, you know, let's say you buy the Saints at the beginning of the season and you got them at, let's say, 8-1, 9-1, which is about what they were at the beginning of the year, 6-7, 8-1. And then all of a sudden they get on a nice run like what they've been doing. Even with Bridgewater at the helm, they're still winning games. And now you look at them and they can be, a, you know, really pretty much the favorite to win the NFC at this point, or at least a high likely favorite next to maybe San Francisco, which I think you guys would own San Francisco in a one-on-one matchup. But that line's going to drop from 8-1 down to 4-1 down to 3-1, you know, before you know it. You can sell that ticket, okay, in the open market where you've got it at 6-1 or 7-1, and right now it's only 3-1. You could sell it and take 5-1 on your money right now, guaranteeing yourself 5-1 on your money without having to wait till the actual Super Bowl. So, you know, I mean, the Patriots, of course, are going to be the continuous, you know, odds-on favorite to win, which right now I believe they're only plus 225. New Orleans is second in line at plus 500, so you're still getting 5-1 on the Saints to win the Super Bowl. Right behind them is the 49ers at 8-1. Packers are probably a great bet. They're 10-1 right now. For every 100 you put up, you'll make 1,000 if Green Bay wins the Super Bowl.
Tell me why you think the Saints would own San Francisco.
I got to say that it's just a more formidable offense. I mean, don't get me wrong. The 49er defense is good. It's very good. They're winning football games because of it. But look at last night. I mean, the Arizona Cardinals offense is obviously not of the best or even in the top half of the NFL. And they were able to move the football pretty easily on that San Francisco team, putting up quite a bit of points. Whereas, and let's face it, San Francisco's schedule has been complete bogus. You know, other than the Rams, who have they beat? Who have they played? So they got a great record on paper, but I don't think they're an 8-0 team on the field. Even though they, you know, record states otherwise, I just don't see them as the, you know, top of the NFC at this point. Of course, you got to put them in the conversation. Their record, you have to put them there. But they're just not the team that's going to be able to beat the Packers or the Saints or, you know, even Minnesota at this point, I think, would be able to put up a better matchup against the 49ers. So I think that they'll, you know, get to the playoffs, probably be tossed out first, second round.
800-499-3733, 800-499-FREE, and you'll get, did you say the biggest underdog lock? How'd you phrase that?
I have an underdog that's winning outright, period, end of discussion. I love the game. I want everyone listening right now to be all over the play. You call the number, you get it for free, 800-499-3733, or they can fill out the free pick box on the homepage right there. at wagerpro.com.
And Underdog
is also, let me throw this out there. If anybody wants a free subscription for 30 days, I'll give you a free subscription to WagerPro for 30 days. Just use the coupon code WP30Days, and you get 30 days on the house, on me.
You got anything on LSU-Alabama yet?
I love the game. I mean, I got to tell you, I didn't want to offer it for free because, I mean, we love the game that much, and I believe that, quite frankly, it's going to be as liquidable as they come. However, I don't want to change this point spread on my clients at this point because we're going to be using this as a platinum game. Here's what I'll do. Anybody that signs up for WagerPro or anybody that signs up and takes advantage when they call the number 800-499-3733 for my Underdog lock, I'll include the winner of the big Alabama-LSU game. There is no doubt in my mind I've got the right side of the game. It's not something I like. I absolutely love the game. I don't feel there's any chance I can possibly lose. And that's saying a lot. And I'll tell you off air who I love, Tommy, just so this way you can say, hey, he was spot on. I mean, we're going to win that game. So I'll throw that one in for free as well. 800-499-3733. Get the winner of that Alabama-LSU game as well.
All right, hang on when we wrap up. You can give it to the birthday boy, Tim Zimmer, because I want to know what it is. When it comes to over under, somebody texted in, what's the best way to decide that, which way to bet, etc.? How do you get the best value, etc.?
Well, it depends on the game. I mean, you got to break that down game by game. There's a lot of guys out there. One of the people I work with, who he will do nothing but overs, which makes no sense to me because you're losing before you win. As an under bettor, you're winning the entire game until you lose.
Mm-hmm.
So you really got to look at the offense against the defense. You got to figure out which is stronger. Is the offense stronger than the defense they're going against? Or is it two defenses that are Swiss cheese and the line is like 70 points or 60 points and you know it's going to go over? NFL and college is very different on totals. Keep that in mind too. So you got a lot more scoring in college football, a lot less defense in college football, and a lot more opportunity to put points on the board. Whereas on Sundays, you're talking about defense wins games. Don't get me wrong, offense is also need to put points on the board, but defense really is what it comes down to, how much you can stop your opponent. And Kansas City Chiefs are a perfect example of that. They could score a lot of points, but the problem is they look like a Mack truck being driven through on defense, and that's why I don't put them in the conversation for a Super Bowl contender. At some point they will be when they address the needs that they have on the defensive side of the football, because Mahomes is incredible. And as long as he's going to play, they're going to continue to put tons and tons of points on the board every week. I expect no less than 28 to 35 points a week out of this team offensively. But can they play defense? Some of the games I like to look at, like for instance, Bears against the Eagles. Two great defenses. Well, at least the Bears defense, incredible. Eagles playing better defense as of late. That line dropped from 45 to 42. And you got to lay more juice. So you got to actually put out more money than the normal 110 if you want to bet the under. So the under is really the favorite. It's dropped down to 42. And there's a game that I don't see even 35 points being scored in. The final score of that game is going to be somewhere in the neighborhood of 21 to 10. So I would be all over the under in the Bears-Eagles game. That's an absolute no-brainer.
What do you hate in the NFL this coming weekend? Where you just, I picture you out on the runway, JR, with those orange flashlights just waving people off saying, stay away from this one.
Well, I got one that I really like. One that I don't like, I mean, if I had to really melt it down here, no Joe Flacco for the Denver Broncos. I got no idea what we're going to get for production on the offensive side of the football there. You got a 2-6 against a 2-5, where the Broncos opened up a 1-point favorite, but because Flacco's not playing, the line actually moved 5 points the opposite direction to Cleveland -4. So this is a game I stay completely away from, because if you're going to bet it, you have no choice but to bet the Browns. But who wants to lay 4 points on the road at Mile High with a team that's only won 2 games?
So again,
sorry, stay away. With all the flares in the world, you're not allowed down this road.
JR's got them two orange flashlights waving you off. No. Don't even get close to this one. Just to be clear, WagerPro, you do not accept wagers.
No, absolutely not. We don't take wagers at all. That would be a huge conflict of interest. My job, okay, what I do for a living is to kick the teeth down the throat of every bookmaker my client deals with. So whether they're playing online or legally in the state of Mississippi or Nevada, my job is to take as much money from those books as possible. So for us to take the bets, I mean, come on. Listen, we are the most trusted name when it comes to being able to get the right information. I don't sit up here or tell people that, you know, I'm going to win every game. It's absurd. But the truth be told, I am documented around the country on games I give out for free, just like I do here with you, Tommy, where more than 150 games I've given out for free. I won't say other stations' names, but I'm 81% on free games I give out on the air. So we're not independently documented. I'm very transparent in what I do. I want people to know what to expect when they do business with me, which is why I'm willing to give away any free game you want. Free games are free games, okay? But, you know, the trusted information and the money management strategy that I use, it is flawless. It works. It just downright works.
And it is long-term. 800-499-3733, 800-499-FREE. We'll be right back. JR, hang on. I want to get that LSU-Alabama from you, WWL.
You got it.
Listen every Friday morning at 9:35 a.m. for Tommy's Weekend Winners with JR from WagerPro.com. Presented by Executive Advisory LLC on WWL.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.